like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage, it's an institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry and they will say it's elementary. Try, try, try to separate them, it's an illusion. Try, 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 and you will only come to this conclusion. Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. Dad was told by mother, you can't have one, you can't have none, you can't have one without the other. Try to separate them, it's an illusion. Try, 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 and you will only come to this conclusion. Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. Dad was told by mother, you can't have one, you can't have one without the other.
Hello, you're tuned in to Fools of Love. I'm your host, Stephanie Escoto. I have my good bud Seth Benjamin from Midnight Suns and Mystery Flavors. And if you're a first time tune-in-inner, just a little brief on my show. I ask an artist or a musician to come in every week. They provide me with playlists of five monumental love songs and five heartachy, tear-worthy songs. And Seth has brought up good songs and has a lot of good stuff to talk about.
Great stuff.
Great stuff. Thanks for joining me, Seth.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. First off, how's your belly feeling? Tell me about that great meal and lunch that I made, because I'm great.
Well, it was a delicious meal with some arepas and some beefsteak and some huevos.
Uh-huh.
And I'm packed full of food, and I was just swinging on this little swing outside of the studio here, and it was moving around.
You got the feels down in your tummy right now.
Lots of feels in my
so
tummy.
So many feels. Well, that's good. That's what I'm here for. I bring the feels to you, and then we talk about it and cry.
Feels and food.
Yeah.
That's the Scotto experience.
Yeah. Yeah. Seth said I should open up a restaurant. Is that true?
Yeah, you should absolutely open a restaurant.
Tell my people.
Stephanie is an amazing chef, an amazing person, and I didn't even realize she had these cooking skills until today.
Yeah.
And I'm blown away.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I just bring people on the show to talk great stuff about me and just to make my ego feel good. Well, great. I'm very excited for today. We have a lot of good songs. We'll start off with the first segment. The song that you have on there is the Moody Blues, Nights in White Satin.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. You got anything to say about that song that's on your top?
I mean, the Moody Blues are just an amazing band if you've never heard them. You know, came around in the 60s and brought in a lot of symphony instruments and just very well produced songs, and this was probably their most famous song.
Mm-hmm. This is a great song.
Oh, it's an amazing song. Mm-hmm. And it's, I mean, I've listened to it since I was in high school.
Yeah.
And,
it's the one that's like for all times. Like, you know, you listen to some songs and they're very like, at that moment, they're like the song that like really gets you. And then later on you listen to them like, that song's like whatever.
Exactly.
But there's some that are timeless. And then you're like, oh, this is like an epic song that like will forever be in my life soundtrack.
Yeah. And it just, I mean, that it gives so much feeling in the song. It can, if you close your eyes and listen to it with some headphones on, it can really take you away somewhere else. So.
Yeah. And those are the best jams.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, let's listen to that and get a little bit more settled in here. We'll be back, guys. Thanks for tuning in to Fools of Love.
nights in white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always missed with these eyes before. Just what the truth is, I can't say anymore, 'cause I love you. Some hand in hand, just what I'm going through, they can understand. Some try to tell me thoughts they cannot defend. Just what you want to be, and I love you. Yes, I love you. Oh, I love you. Oh, I love you.
Yeah, the heavens open every time she smiles. And when I come to her, that's where I belong. Yet I run into her like a river song. She gave me love, 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 crazy love. She gave me love, 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 crazy. She got a fine sense of humor when I'm feeling low down. Ooh. Yeah, when I come to her when the sun goes down. Ooh. Take away my trouble, take away my grief. Ooh. Take away my heartache. Ooh. And I act like a thief. She gave me love, 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 crazy. She gave me love, 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 crazy. Yeah, I need her in the daytime. Yeah, I need her in the night. Yeah, I wanna throw my arms around her and kiss and hug her, kiss and hug her tight. Yeah, when I'm returning from so far away, she gave me some sweet loving, brighten up my day. Yeah, it make me righteous, yeah, it make me whole. Yeah, it make me mellow down into my soul. She gave me love, 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 crazy. She gave me love, 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 crazy. She gave me love, 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 crazy. She gave me love, 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 crazy.
Crazy love. It's crazy, huh? Love is so crazy.
It's the craziest type of love.
It is. All love is crazy. Welcome back. You are tuned into Fools of Love with Stephanie and Seth. So, Seth, let's talk about stuff.
Okay.
Give it to me. Tell me about your love life now.
My love life now is, you know, it's going all right. Nothing serious happening at the moment. Been going through a rough patch this past year.
Why so?
You know, just things ended between the first girl I think I was really in love with.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we had a bad breakup, and that was a little bit over a year ago, and I thought...
I can't believe it's been that long.
Yeah, it's been that long. It feels like...
just yesterday.
Yeah, just yesterday for me. it's been rough. I mean, you know...
Breakups are hard, man.
Yeah, and it kind of comes in waves where mm-hmm. you think you've moved on a little bit, and you're not thinking about it anymore, and then all of a sudden you have a insanely realistic dream.
Oh, God, those are the worst.
Yeah.
They're terrifying.
Yeah.
You wake up sweating.
I wake up.
You're like, oh, what just happened?
I wake up and I go, oh, my heart.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just all, like, the feelings all come back. And, you're doing fine one day, and then the next morning.
This is fine, yeah.
Yeah, it's just right back into heartbreak. So.
Yeah, it's crazy how that happens, like, the waves of feelings. And it just happens, it's just, like, anything can trigger these, like, weird emotions. Yeah. Like,
you go out to a restaurant or you hear a song, you know, you hear a song.
Songs
you're
are
like
the most, like, you know, trigger.
Absolutely. I mean, for me, it's like it could be anything. I could see, you know, something in a store. And then I think, oh, I remember when we did this or listened to this. And then all of a sudden, like, you know, the happiness level goes way down back in depression. And then I can't even try to date someone else because I'm right back in my.
Yeah. And it's hard to, like, date someone where you're, like, still, like, coping with a breakup, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, those kind of things, like, just, it just won't work out until you're actually ready, you know? And, like, I feel like you end up just dating people to just distract yourself and be like, I'm fine. This is all good, man.
Yeah, you can't lie to yourself about it.
Yeah.
And I heard, I think I've heard this multiple times where people say it takes half as long as you were together
to get over it. Yeah. So I think it's very true.
I got like another, you know, 9 months to go, 10 months to go.
Oh, you're so close. Yeah. Hey, at least you hit the half mark, you know what I'm saying?
I'm halfway out of my depression.
Yeah, good way to look at it, you know, half glass full, half, yeah.
Yeah, but it's been good. I've been meeting some ladies and, you know, I recently downloaded Tinder and...
Tinder. Swipe right.
Yeah. Yeah, if you see me on there, swipe right.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, nothing serious happening. Maybe something serious could happen soon, I hope. That'd be nice.
You know what? It usually happens when you least expect it.
That's another thing people say.
There's a lot of things people say. There's a lot of things, a lot of cliches, lines that are out there. I'm going to have them all written down. I said this last week. I'm just going to have them all on cards, and I'm just going to start answering and just, like, random cliches.
Stephanie's cliche
just, like,
of the week.
Shuffle them, and then, yeah. This
Pick
is a
card.
Thing. Yeah. Here's your answer. Pick a card.
I don't know. Love life is, you know, hopefully it'll bounce back. I love loving.
I'm a lover. I'm a lover, man.
Yeah, definitely not a fighter.
Yeah.
Do not hit me.
Yeah.
I'll break.
No, I love love, too. It's like the best feeling to, like, actually, like, I've noticed that, like, in little, because I try to avoid it, and then I notice in fragments where I'm like, oh, man, I fucking love, like, doing stuff for people. Like, I would love to have a person where I'm like, I'm gonna do something special for you, and then you're gonna be like, oh, you really care about me, you know? And it's like, it's so fun for me. And then, like,
nothing better than seeing that you made someone else happy.
Yeah.
And that it, and then without even realizing it seeing that it makes you happy.
Man, I'm all about that love.
Yeah,
about that cuddle love.
Oh,
you know what
baby.
I'm
saying?
Talk about those cuddles.
I'm a cuddler, a snuggler.
My favorite cuddler is Theodore.
Oh, Theo. Yeah, he was just cuddling with us.
Yeah, Theodore is my house dog, and he's the best.
I think he was just trying to get, you know, some of that
food.
Some
steak. Yeah. Well, it's okay. I can, you know, there's people usually date other people just to, like, you know, just make themselves feel less lonely. Theodore just wants food, but it's fine because he'll give you enough love for the food.
He's such a good lover. I'll give him food.
Yeah,
for those.
Yeah. It's unconditional. But give him some steak here and there, and you're fine.
How many mentions of Theo do you make on your show, do you think?
Not a lot. I wish I did more.
Because I think you're a fool of love for him, perhaps.
I am a fool of love for that little chipmunk.
He's definitely a cute little chipmunk.
Yeah. It's having a pet love you is, like, the best thing ever.
Oh, unconditional love.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It's hard to find.
Oh, sorry, I forgot to take you out or feed you last night. You still love me, right?
It's like, yes. Yeah, he's a great pup. Well, love life, man.
Yeah.
Well, that's why we have these songs, you know? Songs to get us through it.
Some of them are tough to listen to because, you know, it just, even if it wasn't a song that I had with someone that I loved or that I liked or whatever, it still brings back, you know, those
memories,
those feels.
Just like feelings, just like being in that moment, like.
Just like the dream, you know? It just ignites something inside you.
I always have dreams where, like, I get I wake up and it like seeps into my reality and I can't tell the difference of what was a dream and what was real. And then I'm just like in a weird daze for a couple of days where I'm like, all right, what actually happened?
Yeah. Wake up and you actually think you had a conversation and you're, even though you just woke up from a dream, you're still not sure if it actually was something that happened or not.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like, because I have a terrible memory. I forget everything. Then I'm like, maybe my dream's trying to remind me of something, but I'm like, wait, was that real? That's my whole life. My whole life is a lie. I don't know what's actually real.
Unfortunately, I've been cursed with an amazing memory.
Well, lucky you. I wish I could remember things.
I remember all the good times, but I also remember all the bad times. Yeah, every single one. And every one of them hurts just as bad.
It hurts. It hurts so much. All right, let's play a couple more songs here. The next one we got on your playlist is the Moldy Peaches. Yeah. I'm blind. I can't see from my computer to my chair.
This one, like I was telling you earlier, this one goes back to high school. Yeah.
Listening. I remember this one.
Yeah.
I dedicated this one to my ex-boyfriend.
Oh.
I was like, hey, baby.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's a good one. Yeah, it's kind of funny and kind of obscure. But
it's very, like, childish, too. It's, like, very, like, I don't know. It definitely captures a high school kind of love.
Something about their voices, Adam Green and Kim, they're very innocent. But,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's play it. We'll be back, guys. Stay tuned with us.
You're a part-time lover and a full-time friend. The monkey on your back is the latest trend. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else.
I'll kiss you on the brain in the shadow of the train. Kiss you all starry-eyed, my body swinging from side to side. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. But
here is the church and here is the steeple. We sure are cute for two ugly people. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. But
pebbles, forgive me, the trees, forgive me. So why can't you forgive me? I don't see what anyone could see in anyone else. But
I will find my niche in your car with my MP3, DVD, rumble pack guitar. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. Up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, start. Just because we use cheats doesn't mean we're not smart. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. But
you are always trying to keep it real. I'm in love with how you feel. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. But
we both have shiny happy fits of rage. You want more fans, I want more stage. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else.
Don Quixote was a steel-driving man. My name is Adam, I'm your biggest fan. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. But
squinched up your face and did a dance. Shook a little turd out of the bottom of your pants. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else. But you
but you.
These arms are mine, they are lonely, lonely and feeling blue. These arms of mine, they are yearning, yearning for wanting you. will be. These arms of mine, they are burning, burning from wanting you. These arms of mine, they are wanting, wanting to hold you. And if you would let them hold you, oh, how grateful I will be. Oh, I'm sailing away, my own true love. I'm sailing away in the morning. Here's something I can send you from across the sea, from the place that I'll be landing. No, there's nothing you can send me, my own true love. There's nothing I'm wishing to be owning, just to carry yourself back to me unspoiled, from across that lonesome ocean. Ah, but I just thought you might want something fine, made of silver or of golden, either from the mountains of Madrid or from the coast of Barcelona. But if I had the stars of the darkest night and the diamonds from the deepest ocean, I'd forsake them all for your sweet kiss. For that's all I'm wishing to be owning. But I might be gone a long old time, and it's only that I'm asking. Here's something I can send you to remember me by, to make your time more easy passing. Oh, how can you ask me again? It only brings me sorrow, this same thing I would want today, I would want again tomorrow. Oh, I got a letter on a lonesome day. It was from her ship, it's sailing, saying I don't know when I'll be coming back again. It depends on how I'm feeling. If you, my love, must think that away, I'm sure your mind is a roaming. I'm sure your thoughts are not with me, but with the country to where you're going. So take heed of the western winds. Take heed of the stormy weather. And yes, there's something you can send back to me. Spanish boots are Spanish leather.
We are back. Fools of Love is here. Stephanie and Seth.
Hello.
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 Hello. yeah, that was a, you know, we put a couple songs in there. I was kind of bummed we didn't find some more like high school jams there, but we were in a rush this morning.
So long
ago. Sorry, guys. We're the worst DJs.
It's funny to think that was half my life ago.
Yeah.
That I was in high school.
It was so long ago.
I wonder what my parents feel like.
Are you going to go to your high school reunion?
Did
it pass?
I think it passed.
And you didn't and go, huh?
We can cuss on the show, right?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, fuck those people.
Yeah, fuck them.
Except for, you know, you guys know who you are. But you
the
other...
The few ones.
Yeah, there's a lot of Trump supporters from my high school, oof, I think. So.
Oof.
Yeah, not too fond of the high school crowd.
Oh, well. Anyways, so... during the segment of the songs, we were trying to figure out what we want to talk about. And if you guys didn't know that, Seth is Jewish.
Shalom.
Hello. Shalom. my good friend. I love it. I told him, I was like, I love Jewish people.
And Stephanie
just because
is...
I love Larry David and Seinfeld and all the other...
Exactly. You're like a Larry David supporter. I don't know what you would be called, but you definitely resemble him.
Yeah. I was telling Seth that when I get really drunk, I... start talking like Larry David. I'm just like, I don't know, I just do. And I
think that's hot.
Hey guys, so if you catch me drunk, you'll get a good little
pretty hot.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. yeah, catch me when I'm drunk, I'm pretty funny. I actually had some guy tell me, he's like, I was having a conversation with him and he's like, are you Jewish? And I think he was like super into it because he was Jewish. I was like, oh fuck, no. Sorry, I watched too much Curb Your Enthusiasm. And he was like, oh, okay.
Well, see you later.
Yeah, bye. My grandma says you have to be Jewish.
My grandma is very adamant about me dating a Jewish girl. So I think, you know, unfortunately, I haven't met any in a long time.
Yeah.
So next time there's always two questions. She always asks me, are you dating a girl? And
is she Jewish?
And then is she Jewish?
Is she Jewish?
So from now on, I'm just gonna say, if I am dating a girl, I'm just gonna say yes.
Yeah,
she is. I love my grandma, but I can't break her heart any longer.
Have you dated many Jewish women?
I dated one,
mm-hmm.
And she was very neurotic.
Really?
Not to say that all Jewish women are neurotic.
No, of course not.
And mom, if you're listening, I love you, and you're not neurotic.
Shout out to your mom.
Shout out to my mom and dad.
Yeah, parents, love them.
Love them.
Yeah.
Ima, Abba, yeah. Love you guys. That's some Hebrew for you.
Cute.
Right there. And then on that same Jewish note, I think we were talking about summer camp. Mm-hmm. I used to go to Jewish summer camp mm-hmm. in the summers, and man... such lovely summers.
Dude, camp, man. That's where things spark.
Oh, I met some very nice young Jewish girls there.
Very nice young ladies.
Yeah, and we would, I think the tradition was there was the boys' cabins and the girls' cabins on opposite sides of this big grassy field.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I think about it, the counselors must have been 18 or 19.
Yeah, I think about that when I went to camp. I'm like, dude, they're literally like, they didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, they didn't care. They, you know, you always think of them as adults because you're mm-hmm. you're a
so
child.
Young, yeah.
Yeah, and they would always, you know, they would be watching, keeping guard outside the cabins. But we'd make little raids where all the guys would come out of the cabin and sprint across the grass as fast as they could to try and get to the girls' bunks. And while the counselors were watching us, I'm pretty sure they were secretly like, go get him, you little bastards.
Oh, yeah. They're probably so into it. It's like a game for them. It's like watching these kids try to be adults.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's funny. But then they're doing the same thing in, like within the whole camp counselors and all of them together. Yeah.
And then, but the funny part is, you know, you're so young. You know, like 13, 14, you know, 26. You get over into the girls' cabin and like, and then you're there and you're like, okay, we made it. So what do we do now? You guys have any board games or
cards? Yeah. What do we got? You got some juice boxes back there?
Would be nice.
Spin the bottle, baby.
Spin the dreidel.
Yeah. Oh, my bad. Yes. Sorry.
Wherever it's pointing when it lands, that's who you kiss.
Tight.
Those are great times. And, you know,
any something like that sticks out from summer camp, like a moment with the lady.
Oh man.
Come on. There has to be some wild story.
I mean, I don't want to get too graphic, you know, but no, let's say
get graphic.
Oh boy. Really?
Not too graphic. I mean, get some graphs in there.
I think some of my first hands play was at summer camp.
Yeah. Yeah. How did that go? How old were you?
Oh man. Mom and dad. I must've been.
Sorry, mom and dad.
I think it was my last year there. So I was probably like 15 or 16, okay. I think. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's when it starts happening. That's when the hormones and all that stuff, and you're like, I'm curious.
What is happening to me?
My body.
and I believe it was, you know, there was a couple girls that I dated during this, because I went a few summers in a row.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was like my last year there, and it was like the second to last day or something like that, and I was sitting in, if I recall correctly, it was like the pool shack, mm-hmm. right next to where the pool was.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, there was like a girl I liked. I was like, oh, hey, you know, what's Rebecca? That's probably her name. I was like, hey, yeah, or Rachel, I don't know. Let's go into this pool house and, you know, let's talk or whatever.
Yeah, let's just get to know each other.
And one thing led to another. And next thing I knew, you know, hands.
Hands everywhere.
Hands all over the place.
Yeah. You knew you were doing something right because she was allowing it.
I was doing it right.
Yeah.
You get on your, stand on your head.
Yeah.
And then
you do a couple of twirls. On your head. And then your hands kind of just fly around.
Yeah.
Hands everywhere.
So you want to do it? You want to do a hand job? And then, yeah, she just kind of twirled her hands in the air.
Yeah, she twirled her hands, did a couple cartwheels.
Felt amazing.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
Yeah, so
childhood foreplay.
if it wasn't for being Jewish, I don't know. You know, I might never have understood what hand play was.
Hand play, just do some hand games.
Yeah,
the slide or whatever?
What's the slide?
You ever play that game? It's like a hand.
Oh,
how do you call that? Like
patty cake,
patty cake kind of thing. Yeah.
Oh, like a Roger Rabbit or something.
Yeah, hand games.
Yeah. So dirty.
Yeah. Ooh.
That's when your hands are, when you didn't wash them and you play patty cake. Yeah. That's dirty hands.
Dirty
stuff.
Hands. Yeah, so many gross stuff out there.
Yeah, I'll tell you what else is gross. Too much kissing with too much tongue.
Ooh, the too much tongue. Yeah, that's
sorry, ladies.
Yeah, man. I feel like when you first start out like kissing, you just never know how much to use. You're just like, they just said to put it in there, so you just go all out and then you're like,
do I just use the tip or
just
do
a little bit?
Or, you know, as funny as if you both don't know to use,
and
like,
it's like just all your mouths aren't even touching, it's just tongues everywhere,
or not mouths touching and tongues and just in your own mouth, so it's just like your lips are creating like a seal with each other, but there's nothing actually going on in there.
So gross.
We're like, oh
yeah. Ugh.
It's, I feel like
that's very dangerous.
Yeah, absolutely, because the air pressure inside could just, you know, get all sucked together. I don't know.
I wonder the statistics of people like fainting from too much tongue and like suffocating.
Oh, I'll tell you though, I'm a deep kisser.
You're a deep kisser.
I love to use a lot of tongue.
You're a tongue guy, huh?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah,
I love
too
it.
Much.
It's like a game almost.
Yeah, girl, stop kissing you after the first time because too much tongue.
Yeah,
too much tongue guy.
Like. They tell
something
me
good for your Tinder stuff if ladies are listening.
That's okay. That's all right. There will be a girl out there who really likes the tongue.
Who's super into it.
Yeah, if she's got an itch in the back of her throat, I'll get it with my tongue. Blah, blah,
blah, blah. Yeah, good for her. She'll find you. She'll find you one day.
And yeah, I know. It'd be good if I just date a girl who has chapped lips, because then I can always just moisten her up. You know?
Yeah, she's going to need you. Basically, you'll be her support for her chapped lips.
I have these big old pillow lips.
Yeah, so they is that what you call them?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
When you get kissed by me, it's like getting two giant wet pillows just right against your face. So.
Yeah. Well, ladies, if you hear that, that's what he's offering if you're looking to go out with a nice Jewish guy over here.
Nice Jewish guy with full lips.
Full pillow lips. Oh, well, that's good. We'll see if any ladies hit me up later for you. I'll let you know.
Yeah, let's play some love songs.
Yeah, let's play some love songs.
We're talking about kissing,
you know? Yeah, we got that kissing vibes up in here. We're going to play the Beach Boys, God Only Knows.
Only God knows.
Only God. He really only does know.
And these harmonics.
Oh, God, I love this song so
just
much.
Like, straight from God. Mm-hmm. Only God knew that these harmonies mm-hmm. existed.
Yeah.
So. And then there's another one on this section, right?
Yeah, it is the Smokey Robinson.
Classic.
Yeah, classic.
I mean,
it's a You Really Got Me.
You Really Got a Hold on Me.
There it is.
Yeah, yeah. So that's just a classic one. It's mm-hmm. really harmless, and it's just, you know, it's so innocent, and
yet, it's just, like, so straightforward. Just, like, yeah you... Because it's, like, you know, in the beginning, like, you got that hold on me, like...
Yeah, when, you know, when a girl's really got a hold on you, you just take it closer, closer.
All right, well, let's play these songs, guys. We'll be back. This is Fools of Love, and thank you for tuning in. I'm, like, in a singing mood. Look at me. Where'd my song go? I lost my song. Doing a terrible job. All right, guys, here it is.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
She's not there. told me about love, what could I do? Well, no one told me about love, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there.
Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had turned the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there.
Stephanie, Seth is here. He's prepared. He has a cover that he's going to play for us, which is going to be very good. I'll have him explain it when I pass the mic over. Here he is.
So this is a. I have a couple Bob Dylan songs on my list, but I'm going to try one other one here. I never played this one for anyone, so.
Alright,
hopefully. Shake. There we go. That's good. Alright, well, see you guys all in about 2.5 minutes. Throw my ticket out the window. Throw my suitcase out there too. Throw my troubles out the door. I don't need them anymore. For tonight, I'll be staying here with you. I should have left this town this morning, but it was more than I could. Your love comes on so strong, and I've waited all day long for tonight, and I'll be staying here with you. Is it really any wonder the love that a stranger might receive? You cast your spell and I find it so difficult to leave. I can hear that whistle blowing. I see that station master too. If there's a poor boy street, well, let them have my seat. For tonight, I'll be staying here with you. Throw my ticket out the window. Throw my suitcase out there too. Throw my troubles out the door. I don't need them anymore. For tonight, I'll be staying.
Very good.
Thanks.
Very good. So why'd you choose that song to cover today?
I just, you know, that I thought about, I've always, that's a Dylan song off Nashville Skyline, and I've been listening to that album a lot the past year.
Mm-hmm.
And after I had my breakup, mm-hmm. Listening to that album especially, or all the album, but that song in particular, just made me start to realize how many things I took for granted,
mm-hmm.
and the words of the song are very nice, and you know, it's all about just wanting to get your day over so you can be home with the one you love.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it blows now because that's what I want now.
Yeah.
And I can't.
It's what you, yeah, what you forgot to appreciate when you had the person there.
Exactly. And it's just something you'll never get back.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy because I think about that all the time. Like, that's something that everybody looks forward to, like coming home to like that one person, and you
mm-hmm.
just share your days and do that stuff, and like it's like the little things that actually make the biggest difference.
Yeah. Or sometimes you get, you know, when you're deep in a relationship and you know you're way past that honeymoon period,
yeah,
and you start to fight about things, you're like, oh, I gotta go home now or whatever, but
yeah,
you know, you kind of, in my case, I guess I kind of lost sight of things a little bit,
and, yeah,
and then later on in hindsight, you know, they always say you have 20/20 in hindsight.
Yeah,
they say that too.
Yeah, that's another thing.
Yeah. And you know, just now I have that hindsight, and I just think like, man, I wish I could just go home at the end of my day today to what I used to have. But I guess that's a good thing to lead us into these heartbreak songs, huh?
Yeah, that's that we are reaching our heartbreak segments.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, heartbreak. It's all about that. But, yeah, I think it's... Well, that's what heartbreak breakups are good for, because you start realizing what you actually want in these relationships, because, like, you come from, like, not... You just, like, kind of observe other people's relationships, and, like, you get people's opinions and, like, their relationships, but you never can know what you want or, like, the things that actually matter to you until... You go through a breakup or you've had that and then lose it.
Yeah.
Which is like the craziest part, because you have to lose these things to really like be like, fuck.
Yeah. I mean, it was definitely this girl. I'll just call her girl.
Yeah. That's fine. Whatever. We don't need names here.
She was my first love and the first girl that I was with for a long period of time, mm-hmm. and that I had something serious with. And so it was so difficult to get past that stage of my life, and there's so much now that I realize, and so many things, especially about dating or about love, that I see from a different perspective, mm-hmm. and that I have so much more knowledge about. Yeah. So
well, I'm glad you're at that point in your life, you know, like realizing all that stuff. And
thanks, Mom.
Yeah, so proud of you. You'll get there, you'll find someone. But
it's
yeah,
it's a big ocean out there, you know. It's a big world.
It's a big world, and the only way you can actually have like a functional relationship is to go through these things and actually realize like about you. Like, it's like, I don't think you can actually be in like a real committed relationship until you're ready and yeah. you're like, you've realized all your things, and like you have to be like, you know, the cliche, love yourself, and like really be okay with yourself instead of seeking out all that stuff from someone else.
Yeah,
it should just be like two people just like really having the same direction and just like helping each other out the whole way and just like really enjoying each other's time, because that's all what it matters, you know.
So that's kind of what I find interesting about when you hear about these couples who meet in high school, yes. and they get married, yeah. and they're like, he was the only guy I ever kissed, or yeah. you know, he was my first kiss, my yeah. first love, and now we're married, we've been married 40 years.
Yeah,
like, wow.
I think that's so beautiful to like be at the point then and be like, because I'm sure they had like rocky relationships, but like they were like, no, this is the person that I'm choosing to make work. Like, it fucking relationships are a work in progress.
Oh,
like
yeah.
it's like you're growing, and you really have to like acknowledge that the other person has to do what's best for them as well as to what to do best for each other. So
yeah,
it's a lot of work. Relationships are hard, man. Yeah. Kudos to everybody that's in a relationship and doing it.
Absolutely.
So I know a lot of people that are in really good like nice relationships. I'm like, dude, fuck yeah. Like, good for you. Like, you deserve it.
Yeah, good for them, I guess.
Yeah. I'm always bitter, but I usually
have... You should be like, sad like
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that's cool, whatever. It's funny, because there's... Ryan Wong and his girlfriend are, like, the fucking cutest thing. He, like, have you... Like, Liz, like, they met on tour.
Yeah,
and every
I
time I talk to him, I'm just like, how's your relationship? Because it's just, like, the best relationship in the world. I'm like, of course you got, like, a fairy tale, like... thing happening to you. But he is the best human in the world.
He is a really yeah, shout out to Ryan.
Yeah, you and your relationship, good for you, bud.
I just bumped into him the other day, and he's so nice to talk to. I'm sure like every girl wants to be his girlfriend.
Yeah yeah, he's the best. But yeah, shout out to all those people, good for you guys.
Yeah,
and to all the lonely hearts out there, we'll make it one day. I promise.
Stand strong.
Yeah,
you know, we'll have a little coalition
yeah.
here in the city. And
yeah, I have a crying club every Sunday night, so if you ever feel like you're too lonely and you just want to cry and listen to sad
I think
songs,
that works. You get in a big circle,
yeah.
and everyone cries on the shoulder of the person to
yeah,
your
yeah,
right
yeah. and you're just listening to really sad songs.
You're putting on The Cure on repeat.
Yeah, it's like we have a good time, you know. We let it out, and then we feel really good about it, and then we have some beers after and just laugh about it, and then we laugh and cry.
Salty shoulders.
yeah You have to bring an extra shirt, obviously, because
oh,
you don't want to go out with a weird like wet shirt on one side.
I leave, you know, I would go to that and then leave, and I could just imagine someone being like, so why is your shirt all wet yeah. and salty? I was at the gym,
I was working out, dude. I'm so buff.
Yeah. I wasn't yeah. crying, I promise.
Yeah so that's a thing. Yeah, I'm also gonna get just shirts with my face on them saying just like
sad girls club, something
yeah. like that. Just like, I don't know, something about crying. I'll find something witty to put
share
on my
a tear
shirt.
With
I just
Stephanie
want
Escoda.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah, man, come share a tear with me, dude. I'm into it. I love crying. All right, let's get into our next round of music.
Oh, what do we got on here?
It's Daniel
Romano.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this guy is like a country singer from Toronto, I think.
Oh, I love Canada.
Oh, you know I'm half Canadian.
Oh, are you?
That Jewish summer camp was up in Canada.
Was it?
Yes.
Damn,
oh,
sick.
Yeah.
Okay.
But this guy is a little bit newer. My roommates actually turned me on to him, and he's a country singer. I guess he does a lot of different types of music now. Mm-hmm. He's kind of like morphing or something.
Yeah.
But his voice is just, in this song especially, is really low and country. And, I saw him over here at the chapel a few months back, and he just...
Shout out to the chapel.
Shout out to the ghost of the chapel.
Yeah.
And he just blew it away. Even with hecklers, he wasn't fazed. There was these guys, you know, he wasn't playing all his country stuff. He was doing more rock kind of stuff. And they're like, tell us a story, Daniel. He's like, I'll tell you a story. Why don't you take a shit?
Fuck yeah, dude. I love people like that. That's awesome. All right, well, let's listen to this little gem of a guy.
Share a tear with us on this one, folks.
Yeah. We'll be back soon.
I got trampled by my woman. I've been cheated and double-crossed. There was a cooing in the altar. I had a friend, but he got lost. And they say time can take the pain away, because time changes everything. But time forgot to change my heart. Yes, time forgot to change my heart. He took my woman into the country, and they had just like me. It's a mean and wicked world. So I took a train into that country, and I found their little shack. I went to drink until the sunset, and in the darkness I came back. But they say time can take the pain away, because time changes everything. But time forgot to change my heart. Yes, time forgot to change my heart. Outside their window, I was creeping. Wicked thoughts, they filled my mind. And as my old friends lay there sleeping, I snuck in from behind. And I knelt down by baby's bedside, and I grazed her lily face. Please listen to your mother, dear, for your father's a disgrace. And she said time can take the pain away, because time changes everything. Mm-hmm.
sex, and I wonder, do you know who'll be next? I wonder. Wonder I do. That's mine. I wonder how much going have you got, and I wonder about your friends that are not. I wonder. Wonder I do. Eyes, and I wonder about the soldier that dies. I wonder, will this hatred ever end? I wonder, and worry my friend. I wonder. Wonder, don't you?
Hello, we're back. This is Fools of Love with Stephanie and Seth.
Howdy.
On this nice Wednesday. It's nice and good weather outside. It's a good day.
Yeah, unless you're out in the sunset where I live, it could still be
pretty gloomy.
Yeah, pretty gloomy.
See, I never know. I'm stuck in the Mission. I live here, work here.
You want to just Skype each other every morning so we can see what the weather's looking like?
Yeah, just show me your window. I'm like, oh, that sucks, bro.
and I'll be like, oh, that's great.
Look at all the happy people. Yeah, that's how it's at. So during the little couple songs, we were trying to figure out what we want to talk about. And we decided we want to talk about what's the appropriate amount, if it is, even is okay to date someone that maybe your friend has dated.
Is it okay?
I don't know. Well, I don't. It depends. I feel like it. I honestly, my answer is it depends on the gravity of the relationship. Because if someone like dated someone for like a month and it was just like a rebound thing, you know. And then if you do really have a good connection with them, like, just be like, hey, dude, like, we actually want to, you know.
It's funny that actually I didn't even think about this when we were talking, but it's like when Joey wanted to date Rachel.
Oh yeah.
After Ross was with her, you know.
That's right.
So. Oh, shoot. If Jed is listening right now, I'm sorry, Jed, that I
turn your ears off. Turn your ears off, Jed. You're almost there. How far is he in the season?
Oh, shoot. I don't know. He's been watching them all with his girlfriend. And if he watches... Yeah, and I think at our house, we're a few seasons ahead of him. So he's not allowed to watch them with us.
Oh, you're like, sorry, dude. We're doing roommate stuff. You can't come.
Can you go downstairs, Jed? We're going to watch some Friends.
We're going to watch Friends. I feel like that's been such a craze in the last year when it came on Netflix. Like, everybody got back on that. Like, everybody, like most people like Friends.
It's like
and then it came out and you're like, damn, I'm like in this age. It's so relatable now.
Yeah, you know, I never watched that show when I was younger and I was like, this is stupid. And now I'm like, oh my God, I feel these feels.
Yeah, it's a great show. Who do you feel like you are on the show?
Chandler.
You could be a Chandler.
Yeah, because sometimes I'm really funny. But most of the time, I'll say a joke, and my roommates will just be like, no,
stop.
Stop me.
You're always like, joke man, and they're just like, dude.
Yeah, no. And it's tough. I mean, my roommates are tough critics, you know. They're in the band with me, so I'm around them a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, we always crack wise on each other and be teasing each other.
Yeah.
So you really gotta bring your A-game.
A-game. You have to really prepare your stuff before you go into
exactly.
These
for no sure. No BS there.
No.
But,
it's not the, you know, it's the major leagues.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess, so get to what you're saying. I mean, you were saying it has to do with, like, the gravity of the relationship.
Yeah, like, if it was something, like, where, I don't know, it, like, depends how serious the relationship was, you know, and how close the friendships are. Like, because it's, like, usually if you date someone that someone else dated, they're going to feel weird about it, you know?
Yeah.
And
if you left it on good terms, it might be okay, because you're like, oh, I want this person to move on, and I moved on.
Yeah, and I'm going to say, as shit as it was, I've done that before, and I did that to a friend that, from high school, we both moved up here, and I dated her boyfriend after a year after they broke up for some stupid reason. I don't know why I did it, because I didn't really care about him that much, but, I don't know, I was weird back then. That's why I don't date people, because I don't know what I want. But, you know, it sucked, because, like, she just, like, we stopped being friends. And I think up till now, because we both have lived in the same city for so long, that I think she got over it. And I always felt so bad, and I'm glad that we can, like, not, like, acknowledge that anymore.
It's gotta be weird, too. I mean, living in the city out here, especially out in the Mission, where
it's like, such so a small... San Francisco is, like, such a... Especially when you're in certain scenes, it's, like, a small town. Like, everybody's around each other all the time.
People just run in the same circles, date in the same circles. But, you know, you might see I've been lucky. I haven't seen my ex since we split up.
Yeah, that's good. That's crazy.
Yeah, it is really crazy.
Yeah.
It's really crazy because my roommate, my bandmate, my best friend probably up here, his girlfriend is roommates with my ex, so.
Small world.
Yeah, small world.
Yeah.
You know, very strange.
But I don't know. I think it really, I don't think there's a right answer. I think it's all situational.
Oh, yeah.
Because it happens to everybody. Like, people date each other. It's just everybody interacts